com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching in hour number 3. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. In the last hour, we shared with you an email from a listener in France who was recounting his problems that he has had attempting to immigrate or immigrate to the United States. It's just awful. It's just a nightmare. And the purpose in telling the story, beyond the fact that it was just an interesting personal story, was to help Americans understand just how arduous and bureaucratic and nonsensical this process is. Mm-hmm. Because most Americans don't have a clue. They've never had to immigrate anywhere. And they think that there's something valuable about the immigration process. They think that, you need to go out and be legal. It's important to fill out that paperwork. Well, they don't understand how much paperwork they have to fill out. They don't understand the fees.
They don't understand
the absurd rules. And as you pointed out, they could give a flip. It doesn't affect
Americans
their lives.
Americans could really care less about, what happens to immigrants' lives trying to come here.
Unless they know somebody who's trying to come here, and then they care.
And then they care. But if you go back a century, a lot of our ancestors wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for the fact that we had laxer immigration laws at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted people to come here. We still should want people to come here, work hard, and build this nation. But for some reason now, I don't know, we don't.
So, to continue on this theme, Mark, you have an email from a Canadian immigrant. Except this one's an illegal one, right?
Yeah, this is from Ashley. And she decided to take a different tack. Now, Nicholas, he has been following the rules. He finds the rules extraordinarily difficult. He doesn't know whether he'll ever be able to get to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, on the other hand, took things into her own hands. Now, I've been listening to your show.
It's easier for her because she lives in Canada.
Yeah. It's difficult to stop Canadians from coming here. But you can still make it difficult on them once they are here.
Oh, sure.
I've been listening to your show for almost every night now, and I thought I would finally write and tell you my experiences being an illegal Canadian immigrant in this country for the last 4 years. I began to get interested in moving to your country after meeting somebody that lived there. I had read the rules for immigrating from my home country to yours. Of course, they tell you that maybe we'll consider you if you have a highly desirable skill. Well, that's nice, but I haven't even finished high school. I tried to look into getting a student visa to go to school over here, she's in the United States, but I was told that I wouldn't be accepted for that either. I came to realize pretty quickly that marriage was the best option for citizenship, and both him and I agreed to work on that process of getting my fiancé visa. Now, the process for this can take up to 2 years. You are not allowed to visit the U.S. until your visa has been approved. I assume you want to get married to this person. It's 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
If I want to marry, I don't know, and I didn't know this, but if I wanted to marry somebody in a foreign country, me, an American citizen, it would take 2 years to bring the person I wanted to marry into this country?
Yeah.
That's sick. You need to fill out all the paperwork for them, pay hundreds of dollars, or thousands if you get a lawyer.
You should, because if you screw up the paperwork, they'll just chuck it.
Yeah.
And then you lost your application fee, and you'll have to do it again.
Yep. If they don't lose or misfile your paperwork, and
they do it all the time.
It's a practice of theirs to misfile this paperwork.
Sure.
It's a practice of theirs to lose it, because they don't have any incentive not to.
Nope. If they lose your paperwork, what are you going to do? Sue them?
Yep.
You don't even live here.
Yeah. You don't even vote. Who cares? You need to do interviews to make sure your marriage is real and not a scam for citizenship. If all that goes well, you might get in.
I can't even imagine what those interviews are like.
I can't either.
You have to prove to them that you really love this person. For instance, I know of somebody out in California who, he's a friend of mine, he is marrying somebody expressly for the purpose of getting them into the country. He doesn't really love the girl. He's just, marrying her because he's doing her a favor.
I've met people who do this, have done this for money, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it's the best option. And as Ashley's story progresses, I'll show you why. This is superior to actually marrying someone for love. Now, let me go on.
Okay, go.
After thinking and rethinking this option, I decided I didn't want to wait one or two years.
She actually loved the person that she wanted to get together with.
Okay.
Very interested in.
I came down and started living here right before my 19th birthday. After my birthday, the relationship with the guy I had originally moved for resolved itself, and one of my friends told me that he would help me out by marrying me for citizenship.
Hmm.
So I decided that I was going to go to Victoria, B.C. To visit a friend for my 20th birthday. I had already phoned some bureaucrats asking if it was all right to leave the country, even though I didn't have an American ID, and they said, yeah, it should be fine. And, well, it wasn't. On my way back through, now this happens all the time with government agencies, is they give you conflicting information, and then when you do what it is you've asked, well, they say, no, you can't,
right.
Tough luck. On my way back through the U.S. border crossing, I thought everything was going to be fine. I wrote down my address as living in Portland, Oregon. When it was my turn to talk to the Border Patrol officer, he looked at my papers, my ID, looked me up and down and says, you're going to have to wait over there. Before one of the other bureaucrats even got around to talking to me, they told the bus that I was on to go back to Seattle, to leave without me because I wasn't going to go anywhere.
Hmm.
I started crying because my whole life was in Portland, and my family lives back in Ontario, which is a long way from right there on the border, B.C. I had no money, no way to get home. The bureaucrat told me, shut up, crying isn't going to help.
Shut your face. Crying will not help here.
Wow.
Eventually, they explained to me that I didn't file.
Being a bureaucrat means you don't have to care.
Yeah. I didn't file for naturalization before I left, so it was illegal for me to live in the country until I filed for a status change. I told them I had phoned the immigration and asked specifically about this issue. Of course, they didn't care. After they fingerprinted me, flagged my passport, and treated me like a criminal, they walked me over to the Canadian Border Patrol building and left me there for the next bus back to Vancouver.
Hmm.
After taking the Greyhound all the way from Vancouver to Toronto and several months of waiting and getting my new ID, I finally decided to try go through the border again. I was with my mom and stepdad this time, and they didn't ask us for ID. I was pretty shocked at this, considering the crackdown on the borders. After coming home to my husband, he started to become abusive and unwilling to help me get my citizenship.
Oh, dear.
I decided to leave him for my own safety, and now he's threatening to call INS on me if I don't come back to him.
Wow.
See? She's essentially a housemaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's owned by this guy. Or she can go back to Canada.
Right.
So, this is why it would just be superior to give somebody $5,000 to marry you.
So they don't have those issues.
Right. Likely they won't screw you over. You say, the process is going to take this long, and I'll give you this much here, this much here. So they're going to be, you pay them on term. And
break your agreement, you don't have to pay them.
Yeah, you won't get any money. And then if they do break their agreement, at the very least, you can, talk to and say, I met somebody else.
Makes sense.
Yep. So the lesson that I've taken from this is absolutely falsify your purpose for being in the country if you're going to see your significant other, or you will be denied if something is suspicious about them. I am now in the extremely uncomfortable position of being an illegal with a flagged passport who is going through a divorce, not able to get a job, and having to my safety threatened.
Mm.
I really like my home here, and it makes me worried to think that it could be taken away. Possibly charged with something and deported because I want to live in the U.S. instead of Canada. And I decided not to waste thousands of my dollars getting permission to live and work here. All I want is some freedom and happiness.
Can you believe that?
Freedom and happiness. I remember that whole pursuit of happiness thing in the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
They talk about freedom in there, too. I wonder how it is that we ever strayed from that.
Big government.
Yeah, big government. Government just has to have things to control. Might as well control immigrants, right?
Yeah. Is that the end of the email?
That's the end of it.
What another tragic story.
Ashley gave us a couple of X's and O's behind the end.
Oh, this is sweet. Yeah. Nice. What an awful position for her to be in. She, again, just like Nicholas last hour, she is just somebody, a regular person that wants to make a better life for herself, but feels hamstrung by all the rules and regulations, and now she's decided to go and just come here anyway, and now she's in an even worse situation because the guy that she was going to be marrying is now threatening her, threatening to call the government and snitch her out. just tragic. Would love to hear your thoughts. 800-259-9231, especially from somebody that loves the idea of controlling immigration, that thinks that everybody should be legal. Well, how do you feel about this young lady? She just wants to come here and make a better life for herself, but yet the stupid rules are preventing her from doing that. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 9th, 2007, gold, 833 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 857.82, 422.70 for half, 211.35 for quarter. That's 857.82, 422.70, and 211.35. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On missions, master spies synchronize their watches. In ballets, talented choreographers synchronize their dancers. And in One Direction, manual transmissions synchronize their gears. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Like the Mission Impossible team goes forward by synchronizing their watches, manual transmissions go forward by synchronizing their gears. For smooth transitions as you shift, the rotational speed of one set of forward gears is matched by synchronizer rings to the speed of meshing gears. Reverse gear, however, is not synchronized, so it sometimes grinds in protest. Here's a hint. Don't force it. Just push the clutch in and pause a few seconds, then try it again. Now, you're in sync with both your gears. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live with your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there for free. So enjoy them on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all right there on the front page of the website. An entire year's worth, as a matter of fact, for free. Just go and get them. Click and download.
freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Let's go right into the phones and to the fun. Talk to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, you guys periodically have moments of clarity, which is why many of us in Montana listen.
Mm-hmm.
This does never seem to be one of yours. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions to see
sure.
if I can't clarify it for you.
By all means.
All right. You'd agree that water is good for living creatures and plants and such, right?
They'll die without it.
Sure, sure, yeah.
What happens if you stick a garden hose down your throat?
Too much water.
You're going to die.
Too much of a good thing.
Yeah, too much of a good thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. That could probably relate to the immigration thing. They always, since right after everybody got a free pass from England, basically, on the Mayflower,
okay.
they had specific limits on how many people could come here.
No,
why?
They really didn't have specific limits until it was the federal government didn't put any limits
on
people
coming. The last 100 years they've had them anyway.
For a little over 100 years. And usually the limits, at least early on, were on specific ethnic groups. For instance, Chinamen were outlawed for a while. And
we've had different but they were real groups. Popular in the 1800s.
The late 1800s, that's right.
So, plus minus. We're building railroads. We need the Chinese guys to do twice the work that the Irish guys do.
Sure.
So that's irrelevant.
Now, Lee, but you're talking about force. Now, water doesn't run down your throat. You have to put it there. And some people drink more water in a day than other people do. Like, my wife probably drinks something close to a gallon of water a day.
That's a good thing, you know.
It is a good thing. I, on the other hand, wash my hands in the stuff.
I do that a lot, too. But anyway.
But the point I'm trying to make on this is that, you know, with these, with immigration is, how do the bureaucrats know what the right amount is?
They don't.
They don't. They absolutely don't.
This is where your moment of clarity comes in. The government has made it a ritual. I mean, we have a guy here that has a wife from a foreign country. I think he's going on 4 years trying to get her legal. He's doing it the right way. Who knows how many untold thousands he spent.
It's got to
be
incredible.
It's like, dude, you can't believe it's a true story, just like the Canadian girl and so on and so forth, or guy, I don't know what it was.
Oh, there was a Canadian girl and a French guy.
Right, I believe
okay,
it.
Okay, so you got two guys, or two people from two different countries, they just want to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, that's the cool part of the whole thing. That's your moment of clarity again there. But the fact is, realistic numbers are literally 30 million.
What are you talking about? 30 million illegal immigrants. 30 million
illegal. Did you know there's like over a million illegal Irishmen in this country?
Okay.
I've met one of them.
Well, I don't know. I used to work next to a guy that had a Swedish car repair shop named Swede. And he got here the day before he was to be deported. He was at a discotheque. That tells you how long ago it was. Married a hippie chick. They're still together. They're having a happy life. That's how he got in. He married a gringo.
So far, you've made a couple of points, or we've made points, and we've agreed that, you know, the immigration process is arduous, it's annoying, it gets in the way of people's freedom. Where is it that we disagree, Lee? You've yet to make a persuasive point.
They're overrunning us. We're allowing to, you know, just coming in free. I'll give you an example. In Oregon, which is a sanctuary state like New York,
I wish we had a sanctuary country.
Well, you know, maybe your free state ought to have a sanctuary free state, New Hampshire.
Yeah, we should open the borders.
I
really think
Oregon
that's something we should do.
Years.
What? Go ahead and make your
point.
You
can't get pulled. You cannot even ask anybody that has a Spanish surname for their papers.
Why not?
They shouldn't be asking anyone for their papers.
You mean in sanctuary state?
No one should be asked for their papers. That's Nazi.
I agree. No one should be asked for their papers. So how come I can be asked for my papers? How come they don't have to be asked?
In other words, Lee, it sounds like your gripe is with the government asking you for the papers, and again, not applying their law consistently. So again, what's your point about immigration? So are you concerned that there's too many of them coming here?
The pendulum has swung so far the other direction that they can't actually do their job, find somebody that's here illegally. I think I might have said something one time. I have a friend that has an orchard in Oregon. And he's going through, all they have to do is provide Social Security number and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
He has three Jose's with the same last name. That was their Jose something or other.
Rodriguez. Okay, so?
It actually wasn't, but...
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. So,
but the point is, they all had the same Social Security number. Kind of bought their paper.
Okay, I don't know. You know what they're doing with that Social Security number,
Lee? He's okay. He says, I just need to get the cherries picked. It's a two-week job, and they're gone. I'm covered. You know, I can't...
You know what they're doing with that Social Security number, though? They're paying taxes. Now, I'm sure they're going out and getting... I'm sure they're getting WIC and all those other things. I'm not sure exactly how one does it. Likely you can ask some illegal immigrant how to go about doing that. But I think that we should allow people in this country to work. That's
now
a good thing, to pay taxes. That's
example.
A fine thing. But I think
that.
They need to not be... We shouldn't be forced to give them welfare. We shouldn't be forced to give anybody welfare. Our hospitals shouldn't be forced to give them service. We shouldn't be forced to have to educate their kids. Why should we? I didn't have their kids. They had them. They should have to educate them.
That's right. So, we keep going in the same direction. The thing is, there's a saturation point.
What makes you say that? Are you an expert on these things? I mean, what do you mean saturation point? Who determined what the saturation point is, Lee?
Well, let's say you got X amount of people, say 2.5% of the people that are incapable of working. Let's say physical disabilities, et cetera, mental disabilities.
You've got
to
make your point right real quick, 30
Come
seconds.
Out the break.
Okay. And you got another 1.5% that don't want to work, and they're just at the government trough. But
actually,
that number is probably quite a bit higher. But
and your point is what?
The point is, those people can be working. We don't need these guys. That's the saturation point. When you exceed that, it's a... We got all kinds of everyday people that aren't working, that actually want to work, but, you know, how do you compete with somebody that comes in and says, you pay me $5 cash, man,
How do you compete? You have to go and get a job somewhere else, I guess.
Yeah,
too bad.
I pay $5 an hour is better than $0 an hour,
right,
which is what you get for not working.
I like it when people come in and compete for wage because it means that the cost of the business goes down, and therefore those savings can be passed on to consumers, making it easier for us to buy things and live our lives. Thanks
you
for the call.
800-259-9231.
It's free talk.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-6112. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-322-6112. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-322-6112.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. So we just got off the phone with Lee in Montana, and
he seems to listen to the show quite a bit, and that's a good thing, and seems to agree with us.
I know we agree. I mean, we've had conversations with Lee before, and mm-hmm. we certainly agree with him on a lot of things, but he really wasn't making... He tried to make a point on the whole immigration situation, and he didn't really make anything very persuasive. The closest he got was to say that there's a saturation point for immigrants.
I wouldn't disagree with that there's a saturation point with immigrants.
I'll disagree with that.
There may very well be... There is a saturation point, but the free market can figure out what that saturation point is significantly better than a bureaucrat can. Hold on just a second. I will explain it to you. There's a saturation point for, you know, as far as people go, as far as cans of soup, okay? There's a product. All the cans of soup in America that are to be consumed have been consumed. Now, people will slowly continue to consume cans of soup, mm-hmm. but if you have too many cans of soup in your store, you have too much money tied up in cans of soup. The amount of cans of soup you have in the inventory, you know, versus spoilage, you know, with the amount of spoilage and you know, the rate that people consume it, that's the saturation point. Okay, people don't want to buy the immigrants. The immigrants, you know, rent them on an hourly basis by paying them an hourly wage or whatever. then the immigrants won't come. That's what a saturation point is.
Fantasy. Your point is maybe correct about soup, but we're talking about people here, Mark.
It's all a commodity.
Well, as far as labor is concerned, in a free marketplace, there are always more jobs than there are people to fill them. That's just how it is. And
yeah,
so,
but are people willing to work at the wages that those jobs are at?
I don't know. That would be up to the people.
Well, this is the point. If we get too many immigrants in here and people are, employers are willing to offer 5 cents an hour to an immigrant to work here, they probably won't come, Ian.
That may be true. Okay, fine. But it's very unlikely that that's going to happen because, again, as I pointed out, right, because the wealth pie continues to grow, and in a free market where people are able to come here freely, then they would fill jobs and more jobs would be created almost immediately. So there really is no saturation point because the market scales up.
All I said was I'm not going to argue that there isn't a saturation point. Maybe there is a saturation point.
I thought you were arguing there was a saturation point.
Maybe there is a saturation point. I guess there is a saturation point. Whatever that saturation point is, the bureaucrats don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Nobody knows what it is.
Lee thought he knew what it was.
Lee doesn't know what it is. He didn't claim to know what it was.
Yeah, he's sounded kind of confused.
Well, he didn't sound confused. He said there's a saturation point, and, fine, there is a saturation point.
I disagree.
Okay, so you say there isn't. I say there is. But both you and I would agree that the marketplace will figure that out on its own. You might be right. You might be wrong. I might be right. I might be wrong. But the marketplace will figure it out.
Okay.
All labor is a commodity. Just like cans of soup.
Yeah, okay, fine. I mean,
it's a commodity that you and I could provide.
If there is a saturation point, then yes, the market will figure it out. But that doesn't mean the market will enforce immigration laws. The market's not going to stop people from coming here if people want to come here and, live however they want to live.
The market won't, but it'll disincentivize people that do that are thinking about coming here.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. So, I don't think that, for instance,
wages in Cuba. We just talked about wages in Cuba being $15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see people lined up to go to Cuba?
Certainly not.
No. That's
but
because people don't want to go to get those wages.
If the word gets to Cuba, for instance, that all of a sudden there's freedom in America again and that people can come here and just get here and
they just
free,
want the higher wages.
they aren't going to pick up the phone and call around to find a job before they get here. The people that
but
are going to come
here. Then they'll return, Ian. They'll come here, they'll spend a few bucks, and then they'll leave.
Well, and I'm arguing there is no saturation point. They won't have any reason to leave because, again, once those jobs are filled, more jobs are created. And they're not necessarily created at 5 cents an hour. They may be created at a lower wage. They may be created at a high. I don't know. It just depends on the products and services. It's impossible for us to predict what the marketplace is going to look like or would do in a true free market situation. But I can tell you that, with new people coming into the economy, it will scale up, the wealth pie will grow, and there will always be a need for lower wage workers. There will always be a need, and there will always be jobs to be filled. So I disagree with the point that there's a saturation point, but either way, the fact is the government's rules are arduous, they're absurd, they're insane, and they're hindering our economy.
Hindering our economy. They absolutely are.
By preventing
they're driving up the cost of everything.
Yep.
And here's the other thing that the people that want to limit immigration into this country fail to see every single time is that it drives manufacturing jobs out. It is the more expensive our labor market is here in the United States, the more difficult it is for a manufacturing company to make ends meet. Some manage to do it, but the more difficult it is, and sooner or later, they're going to move elsewhere. And then what are we forced to do? Then we're forced to put tariffs on, and the government creates more government in order to solve the problems that the government instituted in the first place.
Yep.
Then you're increasing tariffs. Now you're controlling wages some more, increasing the tariffs again. Pretty soon, what do you have? A socialist enclave, a dictatorial regime, just like North Korea.
Right. What needs to happen with immigration is the United States government needs to abolish its immigration bureaucracies, ICE and whatever the one is that it does the applications and all the paperwork, abolish them and simply allow people to come here. If a state wants to put up oppressive rules and regulations, then that would be a preferable situation to having it all done by the federal government. At least then the 50 different states could set different rules and compete to some extent. And we'd be able to tell sort of in the laboratory of the republic and federalism as to what worked better for what states and what didn't work. But even so, smaller, the smaller the government, the better. The less involvement, the better. The idea that these immigration controllers, the people that believe that immigrants should be stopped from coming here, the idea that you think government is going to be able to stop immigrants from coming here is absolutely fantasy on your part. It's insane fantasy. The government can't keep drugs out of prisons, but you think that it, out of a secure facility, a small, secure facility, it can't stop drugs from getting in, but you think that the government can stop immigrants from getting into this country with thousands of miles of border to cross? You are nuts if you believe that is the case. And you're also really crazy if you think that it can do it without infringing on your liberties as well. Because I'm telling you, that's already happening. They're raiding businesses, they're stopping people at random checkpoints, and it's just getting worse. They want a national ID card. The immigration crackdown that you people want is going to result in the loss of even more liberties right here at home for you. Is that what you're willing to give up? Are you willing to give up your freedom? Are you willing to show your ID to any cop any old time when he asks you for your citizenship papers? Is that something that makes you feel good and warm and cozy inside? Because that sounds outrageous to me.
As we increase the disincentives for being here illegally, you know, all those things that you just talked about, as we increase those disincentives, yes, it will drive some people, some illegals will get caught, some will decide they don't want to stay in the country,
mm-hmm.
they'll be driven out. What's that going to do? That's going to drive up the wages of people that are illegal currently here in the country. That's, you know, there's fewer people to fill those jobs. So some of those jobs would be taken by low-end Americans, but then more people that are illegal are going to want to come in to fill those jobs because the wages will be higher. It'll increase the incentives. In the same way that if you bust a marijuana dealer on the street, it drives up the price of the pot, somebody comes in, steps into his place, and then drives the rate back mm-hmm. down. It's the same thing. You cannot prohibit behavior like this. It just doesn't work. All it does is incarcerates people. I want
to pay for
a bunch of illegal aliens being incarcerated. You have to feed those people.
Right.
You have to house them. Prisons are expensive. If you built your house like a prison, it would cost you a fortune.
Right now, as we speak, most illegal immigrants in America are out there working for a living. Sure, there are some that are taking welfare, but there's also some regular Americans that are taking welfare. Most of them are out there working. You put them in a jail cell, then you have to feed them, whereas you weren't feeding them before. They were feeding themselves. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. And the purpose is not to go to paychecks or to buy Mark a new car. The purpose for the AMP program...
I do need one.
The purpose for the AMP program is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That money comes in, and we turn it right back around into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. So if that sounds valuable to you, and you want to get some perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the program, and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, talk to Jeremiah, listening on KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Jeremiah. Hello, howdy. Jeremiah.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Do you think that there's a reason why crime has been on the rise in the southwest corner of the United States?
What sort of crime?
I don't know, and I wonder what is the cause of that crime in the last 10 years. Why?
Well, I can tell you what it
is.
The war on drugs, sir. That's the cause of the crime. It makes dealing drugs an illegal thing, and so therefore criminals get involved in selling narcotics, and of course that results in a whole lot of arrests, which makes it look like there's a lot of crime out there, when in fact it's all mostly tied to the war on drugs.
Okay, and another point I have, I know of someone who applies... roofing to very large buildings, and in the mornings he stops at this one particular corner and he loads up the back of his truck with certain individuals that stand there, and then he goes and they put in a big day, and then he goes back to that corner and drops them off again and pays them cash. Now, there's no no taxes being paid, there's no workman's comp, there's absolutely nothing. I asked him, why do you do this? And he said, so I can drive a $50,000 pickup truck, and I can have lots of extra money. It's clear profit. And I said, what about all the men that would just as soon work for a living that you could pay and have on your payroll legally? He said, well, that way I can't drive a brand-new truck, can I?
Well, it
so what do you think
me,
about that?
Well, it sounds to me like the same sort of argument that that the communists made in the 1920s over big business. You know, businesses are making bourgeoisie are making too much money off of the workers. We must rise up. And, you know, it resulted in, you know, complaining about people and their profits is just pointless. People need
everyone
to be able to
should be
profit,
impoverished.
Make profits. Why doesn't one of these guys that's on the corner go out and roof a house himself? He can pitch the
he can't get a
roofing job. Who cares about a license? Obviously, obviously having
well,
a
the
license,
government inspector will care.
What about the legality of him being here? Obviously, the government inspector hasn't been checking that.
I have a lot
well,
of respect true,
right.
for. I have a great deal of respect for people who work and work hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an honorable thing. But I think this particular individual that takes advantage of those people, I think that's wrong. And actually, I'm not real fond of this guy and what he's doing.
Well, you know what? The fact is, he wouldn't be able to take advantage of those people if there weren't all these immigration laws. If those people could come here and be legal without having to jump through all these insane hoops, then they wouldn't have to be standing out on the corner looking for work. They wouldn't have to be working under the table, and they wouldn't be able to be taken advantage of by this guy. So, actually, the immigration laws put him in the position to be able to take advantage of those people, and that's tragic. I agree with you.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they are being taken advantage of. I'm with you there.
And we're
thank
all
you.
Being taken advantage of by this government that's taxing us to death. I mean, the fact is, none of us should be paying taxes to this government. They're not doing anything worthwhile. We don't get benefits that are commensurate with the amount that we're paying for these taxes. So, you know, we should all be upset at the fact that we're even paying taxes in the first place, not that someone is able to get away with not paying them.
Sure. And one more quick point, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
When here in the West, Montana, when the Great Plains Indians were here, everything was real fine until there was the Europeans started moving into their territory and just taking everything away and soaking up everything and every natural resource and depleting everything in sight. And now it's happening to the very people that came here and did that. And boy, don't they raise a ruckus.
Yeah, so it's an immigration problem all over again.
Yeah, man, except it's kind of flip-flopped a little bit, and it's interesting to watch.
Well, except the Mexicans and Canadians aren't coming here exterminating us. They're just picking our fruit.
And, you know, the claim that all the resources were dried up, some of the resources, certainly the buffalo are dried up, but
right.
People have been living in those lands for 300 years since, or yeah, maybe 150 years, since they ran the Indians off of it, and apparently there's still enough resources that they're continuing to live there.
Good call, Jeremiah. Right. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. Yep. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk. Again, you can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give you a little update on the, tell you a little bit about, you know, a couple of the Riddler reports that I have done about Free Talk Live or about you and Julia.
Yes, Dave is one of the great activists here in New Hampshire, an early mover from the Free State Project, and he started his own little online video reporting thing. He's a professional news photographer by trade, and he's taken that and sort of gone out and is reporting on some of the newsworthy things here in New Hampshire, what some of the activists are doing, and other things that he's interested in reporting on, and you can go to RidleyReport.com to see them. But what did you want to tell us about?
Well, some of the neatest things that happened with the Ridley Report, just the kind of comments that you and some of the comments are they tend to be really profound. Like there's like the story that I did about you and Julia. There's this comment from a guy named Mackler, and the comment is Ian is skinny.
I am.
And then there's another comment. The story I did about about Julia. The comment it comes from a guy named Towers, and it says Julia is hot.
Yeah.
She is
also very observant.
No doubt yeah. about it. What's beyond that? What are you going to do? And apparently, he didn't. He didn't really get the substance of it, but he did find out that our co-host is hot.
The important thing is that they're watching, I guess.
Yes.
So I just bought a new camera. I was driving past a pawn shop yesterday, and I just stopped in. First place I'd stop to look for a new camera to kind of improve the look of things.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a sweet deal right on the counter, and
sweet.
I just bought it, and I'm putting a story on the air right now. It's dubbing
Fantastic, because I was watching. It's been 3 days since the new Ridley report went
out. Give us a teaser. What's this new one about?
Oh, it has to do with a construction process.
Construction process.
Oh, construction.
There's a fight in it. There's a fight in it.
Ooh, a fight. A physical fight?
Well, you'll have to watch for yourself and find out.
Good tease. Good tease, Dave. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I haven't done this before. I haven't seen one of these Ridley reports yet. How do I do
it? Are you kidding me?
No, I have not seen one. Well, you know, I don't...
He's called in and talked about it.
I don't like to go to new places on the internet. I don't like seeing
new... It's YouTube. You go to RidleyReport.com.
Go to RidleyReport.com, and then it'll tell you something beyond that?
It'll take you right to his YouTube page.
I'm
going to
go take a look.
Instead of going YouTube/RidleyReport, you know, you just RidleyReport.com. It's good stuff, too, because it gives you a window into the world of activism here in New Hampshire. So it's a great way for somebody who's outside of New Hampshire, who's considering maybe moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, or not even if you aren't considering it, if you're just curious as to what's going on, it's like being there. It's like seeing it for yourself. It's cool stuff. Anyway, quick story before we head out to tomorrow night's show. Police in Ozark, Alabama on Tuesday used a taser on a sober man who was having a diabetic seizure. A trio of police cruisers were called to the scene of a black Nissan truck and trailer pulled over to the side of the road at around 4 p.m. James Bloodworth, who's 54, a man with no criminal record, was slumped over behind the wheel. Because of his condition, he was not responsive to police commands. Police then fired tasers at the sick man 3 times. A police officer now says that he smelled alcohol on Bloodsworth, even though later testing shows no trace of alcohol in his system. The police chief, Myron Williams, also claims the sick man was combative. Instead of taking Bloodsworth to medical care, he was booked at the Dale County jail and charged with resisting arrest and driving under the influence of alcohol, even though he didn't have any alcohol in his system. Bloodsworth has no recollection of the entire incident and is now free on a $1,000 bond. So the police, at least this time, they didn't beat the tar out of this guy. It seems like almost every time we hear one of the stories about the police getting called and encountering a diabetic, someone having a diabetic seizure, the last 2 times we talked about a story like this, they beat the hell out of the person.
Yeah, drug him through a window and all kinds of stuff.
And this time, they didn't beat him, but they tasered him 3 times just because he wasn't responsive. The guy was passed out. I mean, does that give you the right to taser somebody if you're a police officer? That's what they did here, and you can guarantee no punishment will ever come to the cops because it's very rare they get in trouble for, you know, being out of line in these cases. And this guy is now looking at a DUI charge, even though he wasn't even drunk. Amazing, isn't it? We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm